Recently digitized census records are shining a new light on population data from the 1860s.
We do this for the 21st century. I didn't see any reason why we couldn't do something similar for the 19th century.
That's Hamilton Lombard at the Weldon Cooper Center for Public Service at UVA. He crunched the numbers from the newly available records and found that the western reaches of Virginia had the most population loss.
Some counties' populations were reduced by a third from what they should have been by the war. But some of the counties most impacted by the war didn't have any major battles, but there was an indirect effect which cut off population flow into there, cut off investment.
Allegheny, for example, lost about half its population, even though there were no major battles in the county. On the other end of the spectrum, parts of Virginia actually ended up gaining population because of the steady stream of refugees.
Two big areas where people moved to were the D.C. outskirts, what's Arlington County today, and Alexandria, a little bit of Fairfax, but also Hampton Roads. Many of those were former slaves who moved into what was called a contraband camp at the time that the government had set up.
Across the South, Texas and Arkansas were the most impacted by the war because they would have otherwise received a steady stream of settlers, including an estimated 200,000 people who would have left Virginia and headed west if not for the war. I'm Michael Pope.